Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Historians agree that the American president with the greatest conservation legacy was Theodore Roosevelt. Among his many accomplishments in that arena was the protection of millions of acres that became units of the national forest and national park systems. Additionally, he protected another group of lands and waters specifically for their wildlife values. These became components of the National Wildlife Refuge System. Most of the Roosevelt-inspired conservation areas are in the American West, but Louisiana was almost the first state to benefit from his forward-thinking actions. A relevant anecdote was recorded in the June 7, 1915 edition of the Past Christian Mississippi newspaper. The headline noted, "Teddy to Visit Bird Preserves." And the article read, "Colonel Roosevelt and Mrs. Roosevelt arrived here today for a brief visit. Tomorrow, the Colonel and a party of men will board the Louisiana Conservation Commission's yacht for a trip among the federal and state game preserves of about 30,000 acres. It is said it was at Colonel Roosevelt's suggestions that the first federal preserve was established in Louisiana, but he has never seen it." The preserve mentioned in this article became Breton Island National Wildlife Refuge, and as it turns out, was not the first, but rather the second such area ever created. Roosevelt had established it in 1904 by presidential decree, 11 years before his visit. His incentive to protect the area was the ongoing massacre of nesting water birds, including their eggs, for commercial purposes. Even after the refuge was founded, the situation remained dire, as documented in another newspaper article in 1909. It stated, "More than 25,000 eggs of gulls, herons, and terns are reported taken in the temporary absence of one warden by an egging expedition on the Breton Island Reservation in violation of federal statute." Today, Breton Island National Wildlife Refuge is comprised of a string of barrier islands just east of the mouth of the Mississippi River in the Gulf of Mexico. It provides breeding habitat for vast colonies of wading birds and seabirds. 13 species nest on the islands, including Louisiana's once endangered state bird, the brown pelican. Breton was the only federal wildlife refuge that Roosevelt ever visited. That he would take time in his busy life to do so enhances his conservation legacy and highlights a baffling irony in today's political climate. The current Secretary of Interior has often proclaimed that he is a Teddy Roosevelt conservationist, yet his actions speak otherwise. Never in the history of our country has Theodore Roosevelt's national monuments, parks, forests, and wildlife refuges been more threatened by an administration catering to commercial interest. Teddy, in his outspoken manner from the bully pulpit, would have had barbed words to say about this. Historians will have the last word.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.